Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. Gregory is joining us over here on the blue phone. I think he is anyway.
Opa, opa, Tama.
Opa, opa.
I can't wait. I'm going to the Greek festival in an hour or so. I couldn't help commenting on the earlier caller about, I can't believe this thing went in 2 days about best hamburger chains. I mean,
brother. Once that gets going, it can't be stopped.
Well, we can thank Marianne for that. God bless her.
Thank her, all right.
Well, that guy reaffirmed what I was telling you and Marianne yesterday. Oh. I think Whataburger makes the best.
I used to be, and I don't know, I might still be a subscriber to Texas Monthly Magazine, which is a great magazine, and it's all about Texas, and they cover all the restaurants, all the food things, all the everything, really.
And, I've read that magazine often myself. Yeah, I do like it. I have like heritage back in San Antonio, so I go way back. Even to the Alamo, believe it or not. No, it's a true story. But anyway, there was another guy who was talking about pork belly.
Yes, pork belly.
I tell you where it's done well at Mofo. Your boy, yeah. Mike Galata, does
right.
it very well, of course.
Very
of course,
well, yes.
But it's not what you're expecting. It's actually tender and it's kind of juicy and it's really, really neat. And he puts a little Asian slice to it, with a little hoisin sauce and all that stuff, which I think lends itself to pork. I love spicy and sweet on pork. It's just a natural for me. And then another thing he mentioned now it escapes me. Now, wouldn't you know it, I finally get on the air on a Saturday, and I can't even remember what he said the second thing about.
Oh, I can. Believe me, more than anybody else, I understand that. Yeah.
Anyway, I went to, Vincent's tonight, of course. Vincent's on Chastain out in Metairie.
You're going tonight, or you just got back?
No, I went last night after I talked to you. Guys, I went last night. I have a wedding to go to in Hammond tonight, unfortunately. No, it's not unfortunate, but I just have to go. I have to make my appearance. But Vincent, just as great as any, every once in a while I get a hunkering for fried calamari.
A month ago, I just said, I am in the mood for this, and I got the usual huge pile from the way. Who does that? With the immense pile of calamari. It'll come to me in a minute. I want to say it was Fausto's, but... There's this little place in Metairie, right where the I-10 crosses crosses the Veterans. I'm getting nowhere with this. So.
Way out there?
The name ends with an S. I can't remember what it is, though.
Well, there is another place that's been doing it for years, and it's almost a secret how well they do the calamari. But it's become known. But Coop's place on Decatur across from the French Market, they do a pile of calamari. And their homemade soups are not to be missed. And there's a different soup each day, but they always have a gumbo, and they have some kind of, stew, whether it's crawfish, bisque, or whatever. But, their fried calamari at Coop's place is not only delicious, it's a bargain at like $9 a serving, it's a huge platter of calamari and a little dipping sauce.
I have never been able to get a quick table in that place.
I know.
Every time I go and every time I'm in the neighborhood, I say, maybe this will be the time I
Well,
walk
when
in.
I was working in the quarter, that was the place where the waiters and waitresses and the bartenders all went. to get our meal after, you know, working like, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours a day.
Well, you know, that's New Orleans for you.
It certainly is. Anyway, Whataburger's got to be the best chain burger, and you tell Marianne that. Opa!
All right.
Opa!
Opa. Opa is the Greek way of saying ole. This is the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Someone called us, didn't want to go on the air, for which I am shaking my fist at you because no, I'm not really. But sometimes people call me and they say they want, you know, they have a question, but they don't want to go on the air. Please don't be shy about that. It's only me, and that's not much. And so, it also helps everybody else because everybody. Who had to go to work?
Had to go to work, couldn't stay on the phone.
Couldn't stay on the phone. I've lost something here.
That's your point.
Yeah. Anyway, United Bakery. This comes up in conversation pretty often. The United Bakery was the place where just about everybody in New Orleans got their muffaletta bread from. Muffaletta bread, you know, if you've ever had it, that it's a very distinctive way of being made. Someone called and wanted to know where that could be had these days. Big problem. After Hurricane Katrina completely destroyed United Bakery. And they never came back because they had no insurance, they had nothing. And they just, there is a rumor around that somebody had the recipe are going to run it and use it again, or that have the same style of bread that the old place did, and they take a shot at it. And some of it is pretty good. I there are some that I've seen that are really good. But it's not something there that is easily is found. I hope that answers the question, but if it didn't, call me 260-1870, and then we'll get to the bottom of this thing. Let's see, where are we now? The board is clear. Oh, we're looking for somebody to talk to. Well, nothing new about that. 260-1870 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you about eating, dining in. You know, I always keep thinking that somebody could make a huge success out of muffaletta and things muffalettas. I think they would sell more of them if they weren't quite as thick as they are. But then again, it wouldn't be the same thing. So, I don't know. But I remember some years ago going to Chicago, and there's a guy in Chicago whose name I can't remember who runs restaurants himself, but he comes to New Orleans every now and then, and he thinks that that kind of bread, the muffaletta bread, should be a big hit wherever it's taken. Maybe it does. I can't live without it. Can you? Have you ever had you know what's good? I don't know if you've ever had this before. I have a classic French. Let's get the French out of here. It will be made with the muffaletta bread and roast beef poor boy, everything else. And there is a place, DeMartino's. The one I go to is the one in Covington. And because you can get it done either way, you can get it with just regular French bread, but you can also get the same muffaletta or same roast beef poor boy and put that on a muffaletta bread. That is a great idea. And if you ever find yourself in a place where you can get it done that way, I would if I were you. You are listening to The Food Show, and I am listening to you, and I would like to listen to you more than you are letting me listen to you right now. But give us a call, and we'd love to share with you about whatever is on your mind. We have an item that dropped into the pile, and it's... You know, this is the time of year when a lot of people go driving by automobile all over the area. You know, I used to do that when I was much, much younger. But if you did that and you stop at certain little roadside cafes that you have found to be very good or interesting, call me and tell me about them. I love places like this, and I'll bet you a lot of other people do as well. Crawfish bisque on the North Shore. Well, I know Zia has it because I saw it on the menu last night. And I also know, oh, wait, this is going to be in Madisonville, but that's not all that far. It's called Crabby's Shack. Yeah, Crabby's Shack. Yeah, it's hard to say both of those, one after the other. Anyway, they do a great job. And they make everything under the sun, and they have a new fish every day, and it's always something offbeat and real good. So that's it. Patrick, welcome to the food show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi there. Welcome.
Good. Tom, I want to tell you a little story. About 20, 25 years ago,
yeah,
when I was a younger man, I'm from White Castle, Louisiana. And
yeah, almost
I was
all the way to Baton Rouge, huh?
Yeah, right, home of Malibu.
Yeah.
And I would read the business, Baton's business report, as well as the city business report out of New Orleans. And New Orleans city business had a column by a food critic, and I think his name was Tom Fitzmaurice.
I think he was, too.
I'd read pretty much every issue I'd read, because my wife and I would enjoy driving to New Orleans, Battery, Kenner. We like to eat so much. We drive down there and get a room, a hotel room, and that we won't have to drive, and get a cab to the restaurant and enjoy libations.
That makes so much sense. It's amazing that most people will not do it. I am one of them who will. I'm always looking for something, you know, a little bit offbeat.
And then we'd go to some of the nicer places in New Orleans, in Lake Barry, and I was reading one of your reviews, and I found a review that I told my wife, you know, what we're going to do instead of staying down there, I want to share this restaurant with our friends. So let's get a limousine.
Uh-huh.
And let's get three or four couples, and let's drive down and just have somebody drive us there and drive us back. And it was a restaurant on West End Boulevard, and you may remember it. It was called the Bunker Bistro.
The Bunker Bistro? That rings a
Bistro.
Bell. But
does that ring a bell to you?
Bistro.
Bistro. Yeah. So
it rings a bell, but I can't tell you I remember it exactly.
Well, I got the crowd lined up, and I got the limo lined up, so I was just trying to. My wife was going to make reservations, so she went on your review, and it gave a phone number to call.
Yeah.
She called it, and it sent her to a couple of different voicemails. And basically, at the end, when she finally got to the end of the voicemail trail, it said April Fool's.
Did you buy one
and
of
so,
my April Fools over the years?
You know,
I've been doing those
know,
for almost
back,
50
I
years
I went
now.
Back because I cut that review out, and I went back to the review, and sure enough, it was published on April 1st.
Yeah.
Well, you got us. You really got us.
I started doing those when I was a newspaper columnist in high school. No, I wasn't even that far. I was in college, and it was, and I did it every year for, and I still do it every year. Nobody seems to remember. There are people who remember getting one of those, and then they just walk around thinking it's true for the rest of their lives.
Well, I was so, you know, I always was enamored of that bunker there for years, not knowing what it was. And knowing it was a bunker, then I read about these pictures, these windows that were, you know, these TV screens that had windows on them and all this. And
the other thing that's happened is that we've gone up against the wall, so I have to stop. But talk to you again sometime. We'll return with more of the food show in a moment. But first, if you will, this. It's the food show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Let's just get back on our phone here. There's a bunch of people piled up. Jim, well, not that many, actually. Jim, welcome to the food show.
Hey, Tom, how you doing? A long-time listener, way back in the Stupid Little Days and Mr. Charlie and all them days. But what I called about was to ask you by chance, have you, there's a there used to be a restaurant on Belle Chasse Highway called O'Brien's Grill. And I ate there about 4 or 5 years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Me and my neighbor, I had steak and he had steak and I had a side of potatoes au gratin. He had the sautéed mm-hmm. mushrooms. Well, I don't particularly care for mushrooms, but these were outstanding. And I'm trying to think of what kind of mushrooms they were and how did they fix them.
There are so many mushrooms to be chosen from, and who knows where they come from. You know, this is something you have to go pick wild, really. But tell me the name of the restaurant again.
O'Brien's Grill. They got a for sale sign up in front of it. It's closed down.
On Belle Chasse Highway.
Belle Chasse Highway, yeah.
That place, I couldn't understand what happened to them because they were really good, I thought. And they had always had a good customer base every time I went. And then all of a sudden, gone.
Yeah.
And it is gone. And there is nothing in the world harder than getting a recipe from a restaurant that is bankrupt.
That's true. Yeah, I thought you might know who it was.
Yeah, that's trying to find a dead restaurant is it's very frustrating.
Mildly. All right. Thanks anyway, my man.
See ya. Thank you. It's the Food Show, and. 1 minute? Let's see. Justin, you have a minute?
I can give you a minute.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, Tom, one of my favorite restaurants I've ever been to is the Parkway Tavern and Bakery on North Hagen.
Yes.
And the thing is, you always know a good restaurant when the parking lot's full. And this parking lot is always full. And their food is great. I have a bacon cheeseburgers. I love it. But what I love about it is the ambiance. I mean, the people there, I meet people from across the world. They come there. I get to talk to them. I'm staying long line. I get to talk to them. So that's a great place for anybody who's visiting who wants to go see.
Yeah, that's a cool place. And my favorite funny fact about them is that every time I stood in line waiting to get a poor boy, I always ran into Mayor Landrieu. He loved the place. Hey, listen, I've hit the wall, if you want to talk some more, call me back. Check up on the news for right now from CBS. Oh, hello there. Welcome back. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. It's great to be here with you talking about food and restaurants and stuff. Here are one of the things that have come up today. Justin, is Justin still there? I didn't. Oh, he's been gone. And then Peter... We'll get to him in just a second, but someone was calling to find where you can find the bakery that does the same kind of bread that you use to make muffalettas. And this has been a search that has gone on for a long time and not easily done. Now, let's see. Peter, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome to our show.
Glad you have me. You're talking about the muffalata poor boy bread. It's a restaurant over at Slidell Southside.
Yeah.
They've only been there about 30 years. It's a cafe. Mm-hmm. He does the roast beef now on an Italian bread. Lidenheim is a zip, is the one that makes it for the restaurant.
Oh, do they? Well, that's where it came from, because they make almost everything for everybody.
And they also serve muffalata, so I'm assuming the muffalata bread also comes from them.
Could be, but they're not from just anywhere, because it's you find it, for example, in Chicago. You go to Chicago, and strangely enough, there it is. But if you look at around Chicago looking for some other ones, you won't find them.
Yeah, it's a little different consistency. But I just want to mention one of the other dishes they served at Southside. It's called the Irish Channel.
Yeah.
And it's a large bowl.
That's a neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a large bowl with seafood gumbo on one side and chicken and sausage on the other with a leather of potato salad down the middle.
Hmm.
And it's a bargain. It's $9.99.
Well, I'm glad to say that you may commandeer my version of that and just... And if you run out, let me know and I'll get some more. All right. Well, nice talking to you. Where'd he go? It's the Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. Our program today is sponsored by New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company. We can very quickly say that a good hamburger is a good hamburger, and when you do it with some kind of attention to details, you can really come up with something that qualifies as a gourmet loaf of bread. However, and all the other things too. Now that we're jamming them all together. Anyway, I bring that up because New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company, in addition to putting on the hamburgers, they also do have fried seafood, and it is of really, really great quality. And it's what I particularly like about it is that when they fry it, it comes out with this golden brown color. I mean, just right away you know in advance, before taking one bite, that you are about to be the pleased buyer of a really, really great seafood platter with all the things that go into that, the catfish, the shrimp, and all the rest of it. You know what else they have there that's right on the menu? You don't have to ask for it or pay extra for it, really. Barbecue shrimp. Really good stuff. All of this at New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company. There are 10 locations around the area. And I think you'll be very happy getting theirs. 260-6368. 187. Oh, I did it again, didn't I? 260-1870. 260-1870 is our telephone number. We would love to hear from anybody who's sitting out there and who likes to eat. If you like to eat, call me, because I, not that I'm the only one who likes to eat, but there is so much more food lately. It's every now and then somebody says, you know, your list of restaurants isn't quite up to it. And I take a look and I see and I say, well, you know, he's right about that. There are some restaurants that I've missed in here. I've been keeping this list going back to 1970s. And they tell me that, and I get to work on it, and I realize just how many more restaurants are here every time I look. So that's what it's like for you and for me, too. So we'd love to hear from you about where you have been dining that has put on a good feed for you over the years. 260-1870. And just for general fun, call me and tell me where you have been liking to eat. Who? I'm sorry? Kathy? I didn't hear that right. Kevin. Kevin, welcome to the Food Show.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Alloys J. Bendis has come up a lot of bread.
What?
I'm sorry. Bender's Bakery?
Yeah. Yeah, Bender's is one of the last remaining bakeries, old-time bakeries.
Yeah, and they also have the Audubon shells, stuff in oyster dressing.
Wait, what is this?
The Audubon shells, you know, the small shells that you stuff oyster dressing in for Thanksgiving?
I'm not sure, but I'll kind of imagine it. What does it do?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Thanks, Tom.
Oh, okay. Thank you. See ya. Mitchell, welcome to the Food Show.
How are we doing, Tom? Happy New Year.
We're doing okay.
The guy called up about the wine and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
stopped at a place on the corner of Poland and Charters.
Poland and Charters? Oh, I know. Is this the... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right down the street from Jack Dempsey's. I don't know the name of it. And they got wine and cheese over there.
I know the place you're talking about. And there's a bunch of little cafes and restaurants in that neighborhood. And that's one of the things that you see everybody going for.
It was jam-packed there on a Sunday.
Always is. Yeah.
The courtyard in the back was, like, unbelievable. Every table was full.
I'm trying to remember the name. It makes a reference to wine. But I don't even know. Yeah.
But can I tell you, I had dates wrapped in bacon over there. That was really, really good.
How'd the date turn out? Oh, good. That kind
put
of,
him in
oh, a, I'm sorry. Never mind.
That was good. No, but the dates wrapped in bacon must be a new thing. But that was really good. I was impressed with that.
Hmm. Well, good. I'm glad you found something terrific. Bacchanal, okay, that's it. Bacchanal, that is the name of it, yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I just walked in.
Yeah, Bacchanal is a Greek expression, strangely enough. And it goes back to ancient Greek times. And this was a festival of drinking, and pretty much, that... Poland Charters is the name of the one that we call that.
The street.
The street. Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, then.
See you. We'll come back with more of the food show after first, please. This. Hello. Welcome back. This is the food show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. It's nice to be here with you talking about eating and cooking and restaurants and wine and all of that whole range of everything. We came during the break there. We deduced where this place was that somebody was looking for. What was the name of that bakery again? It was United Bakery. But we have found a mail order place that has it, but it's coming out of Sacramento, California, and that makes me really doubt that they're shipping all of that from here to there. Mainly because in San Francisco in particular, they have a huge bread business, and it's all Kraft and, you know, all of that. And so I doubt they'd be sending in bread from New Orleans. But you never know. There's always strange things out there. This is The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. It's the only program of its kind ever in America. And I'm very proud of that, not because it reflects anything on me, but because... it's what shows our city the way that it is. Brian is here in the meantime. Brian, welcome.
Yes. Hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Yes. Well, on the road, you were talking about traveling and where you eat when you're traveling on the road. We're past Diamond Head, Mississippi, and we're going to be going to the Shed. Have you been to the Shed?
The Shed here in New Orleans?
Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
Oh, Ocean Springs. I can't say that I've been there. It's all I can do to cover the restaurant scene in New Orleans. But the Gulf Coast, every year I say, my wife and I, we talk about this and say, why don't we check into a hotel on the Gulf Coast and spend a couple of three, maybe even a whole week there, and then we'll have something to say when we get home and people ask us about the Gulf Coast. Because the truth is, there are so many restaurants around there. So my answer, in other words, is I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'll tell you about it. It's the Shed.
Please
it's
do.
The Shed in Ocean Springs Barbecue. It's a young kid and sister that own it. They have been on a number of Food Network TV shows, barbecue related.
And it is
a hole in the wall. It is a bunch of junk that they put together, hence the reason it's called The Shed. It actually had burned down. I had said this place looks like it could burn down. It did. They rebuilt it. And a very neat place, very affordable barbecue, and some of the best barbecue I've had in Louisiana for sure.
No kidding. Hmm.
So put that on your list if you come to Gulfport.
You know, I've actually heard about it before. and it's a mixed groove. Most of them are favorable, but not all of them. But that's kind of normal.
Yeah. Excellent. This was actually, I found out about it on a Food Network show that featured the joint. It was the joint, the shed, and that was the two, the joint and the ninth wood, right?
I don't know. Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you for calling with that. This is the Food Show. We'll come back with more of it in a moment, but first, if you will, this. Welcome back. It's the Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice, too, and it's all put together to give you the Food Show. We're here every, you know, just about every Saturday. And, okay, well, yeah, yeah, let me get out of this. And who is, and just turn, Liz, welcome to the Food Show. Liz,
hi.
Are you there?
Thank
Hi
you.
There.
Yes. Hi. I wanted to ask you, we went to Del Porto for Mother's Day, but someone told me that they prefer Lola's. Which one do you like better?
Lola's or where? What's the other
Lola's
one?
Lola's is the old train
Del Porto.
In Covington.
Oh,
Del Porto.
Yeah, Del Porto. Those are two kind of hard to compare restaurants. They're both really, really good. I couldn't split them apart. No, I'm serious. It's both of them are very good. Yeah.
So we should try Lola's.
Well, there is something about Lola's that I like, and that's the fact that the dining room is in an old rail car, and I like trains, so you put a train in front of me, and I'll be happy.
Well, what do you like to eat best at Lola's? What is your favorite thing at Lola's?
You know, it's one of those menus that you pick it up and it's different every time you do. The chef is very creative and he's always adding new things to it. Probably the best single dish I had was scallops one day. I got that there.
Oh.
But we've had nothing but good luck going there. Well,
okay.
Thanks for calling. We'll be back. We have more of the Food Show coming, so stay tuned. WWL Radio New Orleans, WWL FM HD1, Kenner, New Orleans. The news is next over most of these same frequencies from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.